Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, we're back, and it is time for another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, and we have back our very special guest, Josh Camp.
No, it's CBD Josh, remember?
Yeah, CBD Josh.
Sorry, we've got CBD Josh Camp back. He's founder and CEO of Lab Canna Biosciences. And if you remember from the previous segment, part one, we had a very fascinating conversation about this beautiful, natural, from the earth vitamin, dare I say, that seems to be missing from our culture.
Yes. And now, who made the stuff that came out of the earth, people?
Oh, what's his name?
The Father God.
Hey, if you did not listen to part one with CBD Josh, please do, because it was fantastic. And we sort of laid the foundation about all the stigmas about CBD. You know, like some people think it's a drug, or some people think, well, why the heck, it's just a fad. Or,
and I think you learned to pronounce endocannabinoid.
Yeah.
Did you?
Not quite yet.
No, I don't. Yeah. Could you try?
Yeah.
It's one of those words that actually, there's a lot of D's and B's.
But we did find out we have a system in our body, actually. Did you call it an extracellular system?
An extracellular system. It's
the largest in the body.
Right. Essentially, these two types of receptors that are on the outside of the vast majority of cells in our body.
And it's called the
endocannabinoid system.
Okay, I didn't even know I had this in my body, folks.
You can say the ECS.
Yeah, ACS, thank
you. It's like the EAC, the East Australian Current from NEMO.
And we found out that as we age, we lose hormones and things, we lose these cannabinoids in our body.
Can you say what we actually lose? Because it's not
we
that.
We lose the cannabinoids.
The cannabinoids.
And we also found out that these cannabinoids are in breast milk. And
yes,
the babies have this endocannabinoid.
There.
Huh. Endocannabinoid.
Turn your brain off, you can do it. If you think you can't. Endocannabinoid system.
Yes.
And it's what teaches them to suck at the breast.
And it's in breast milk. We found out, too, that there used to be a natural certain amount of endocannabinoids in our food system.
Because of wild hemp.
Yeah, cows ate it. It was in our milk and our dairy. It was, and then it started to be from the 30s, basically eradicated from our country. So, y'all, we are a little bit in decline, and we need to put it back because it's so important. We talked about for things like sleep, actually for inflammation, for pain. It actually allows our body, this system, to heal itself, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about this. It's really just restoring balance to the body, as we talked a lot about. And that's really an amazing thing.
Restoring balance. Mm. Do you like that?
Restoring balance. I mean, it's a great little phrase. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Oh, we're just thinking names. We're always thinking names off topic.
We're actually doing.
That's what we want to cover today, right?
We're gonna talk about. We got together with Josh and his incredible team and his science. I wanna share a story of one of your the people that work with you too. And we have teamed up to make an incredible full spectrum hemp. What do you call it? Oil supplement?
You can refer to it as a supplement, but it goes so much deeper
for
than,
our mamas.
Than just
we
being
pinpointed
full spectrum
hemp. What we're all about and what our needs are, and really created it for us. And you know, it's called Feminine Balance, and it's all about that restoring balance. We've actually had a study of a small scale size study, you know, and I wouldn't call it like university funded or anything, but 25 women who have been taking this and jotting down every note, every single thing that has happened to them over 2 months. The results are astounding.
They are astounding. And the beautiful and amazing and exciting thing about this particular product is not only is it focused as a hemp extract, a CBD oil, but it's more than that, because there are certain herbs that restore balance to us as females that have been you know, what was the word when they're soaked in the oil and they're actually, they're not
infused?
Yes, they're infused into the CBD oil. It's not necessarily like they've just pulled a little essential oil and dropped it. And these are herbs that are infused. And these are herbs especially for us as women.
And we're all about essential oils. We're not against them. We actually love them and abuse them in our own homes and do use them. But if you're going to be taking this every day, which many of us will, I know I take this now to sleep. It's just like I have the most beautiful sleep. And without it, I really notice. So I'm going to be taking this every day. We didn't want to just drop essential oils in there.
No, that's the wrong way to go about it.
And we wanted them to be infused so that they're completely safe and, you know, your body can just use them at as needed.
Even safe, you know, as far as, you know, people have to do this under their own, you know, they have to deem whether it's safe for themselves. Right. But I, as a breastfeeding mother, and when I get pregnant again, I'm going to take it. It's the herbs that we use are safe for breastfeeding, safe for pregnancy. And because they're infused, they're in amounts that are not going to become toxic in breast milk.
And, you know, you can basically never say on a bottle, safe for pregnancy and nursing. We don't say that, but your choice. And we chose them so that they were not known for this sort of thing. But let's talk about the 25 women that have been, not just me, but the 25 women that have been using these and reporting their results.
Can I also say just really quickly that the taste to me is something I love. Look forward to. It's like, you know, I love coffee. It doesn't taste like coffee, but the flavor of coffee is so amazing. When I go to sleep, I think in the morning there'll be coffee. Well, the same thought crosses my brain. I'll get to have that silky berry.
Well, I take it at night.
You know what's really funny about that?
While I'm breastfeeding, I don't want to take it at night.
Oh, why?
I think I don't want to be any more into a deep sleep because I co-sleep with my baby. Don't send me letters, everybody, but I co-sleep. So I just take mine in the morning.
You want to be focused? You mean?
Yes.
More like if she peeps, aware
my baby is.
You don't want that deep sleep that I want.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the flavor. You do start to associate the benefits with the flavor. And my wife, we made several different flavors of this formula over the last 6 months, just, you know, really intently trying to get this formula nailed. And she actually won't take the new flavor because she got so used to the other one. She wants it to taste like the other flavor.
Right.
Because that's what healing tastes like.
And that's the way I come when I just take it at night. I look forward to it and it just sits under my tongue and it just sort of wraps around my mouth with the silky, really slight berryness. The hemp, you know, I've tasted other CBD oils before, and you know, as we first started learning about this, we started looking into what should we do, and there's a really strong taste that I didn't like, but this one is just so beautiful.
We go through a lot of painstaking work to really clean up the flavor, clean up the extracts, and know exactly what's going in every bottle. So every batch is consistent. It's also been quite the adventure just working with these herbs to infuse them into our MCT carrier. Of course, the MCT that we use is the same formula as the Trim Healthy MCT.
I know. And guess what? We are manufacturing this stuff in our new building.
I'm so excited.
Trim Healthy Mama building.
Wait, the CBD?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have some gear in there?
Oh, yeah. This is where it's all happening.
We're already starting to dismantle one of our labs to move out there.
So there's different labs in that building. Of course, there's the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
And then next door is the CBD factory.
And we'll be doing our bars. And then next door is like
CBD
maybe
ladies.
One day there'll be an explosion and the chocolate and the CBD will combine.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
hey,
we already
have
coming.
The idea for the Foxy Mama chocolates that you take at
there'll
night.
Have to be kisses.
Yeah, the kisses, they're infused with CBD. That gives you the calm and the confidence, but then they're going
to
have some extra stuff in there.
Okay, hold on. I just sensed it. A woman just giggled so hard that she broke glass.
And guess what? Each kiss will be the name of the little baby that will be conceived.
Ah!
Frederick.
That will be conceived.
Hey, I do want to talk about the...
Don't give it all away.
No, I know. We've got a lot of things coming down the pipe, but our whole this part of Trim Healthy Mama now is going to be called Trim Healthy Hemp. The first line of this is our feminine balance formula, and that's just for the mamas. It's all about balance, balancing the hormones, balancing the brain chemistry, balancing the sleep-wake cycle, balancing the moods. And so this,
balancing inflammation.
Yeah, balancing inflammation. So this
Which means
little,
bringing it down because everybody's way in the red.
You know, our study subjects that have taken this, amazing things have happened, you know, not just with sleep, less pain. Some have been able to go off their depression meds. Some busted through stalls that they had for over a year And I'm like, why are these ladies busting through stalls on this, Josh? I'm like, why is it affecting their metabolism? Is that just the body healing itself? Yes, weight stalls. They've dropped weight. I think one of the ladies dropped 6, and she had been in a stall just doing Trim Healthy Mama. She dropped 6 pounds in 6 weeks, and she hadn't dropped any for over a year. And that was just doing our plan. You know, her hormones were out of whack. So,
well, you just hit the nail on the head. It's really, you know, restoring balance. When estrogen levels drop off,
yes,
it can really affect weight loss and things like that.
Okay, so
and
speaking of estrogen, because you all know I'm just so out there with it. You know, I'm basically 2 years to 50, right?
Well, you know, she's out there with it. You go knock on her door certain days, yeah, and her children will answer the door. You know, my mum's yeah on a cycle, so she might
Well, now they all know I'm perimenopause, and so I talk about hot flashes because I have started having them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Denny has some. But
a myriad. He has a myriad.
I'm telling you that without my full spectrum hemp oil, without that, my hot flashes can come 4 to 5 every hour. With it,
serious?
They're just throughout the day, maybe a couple, but I actually find them very kind to my body.
So it's brought balance to that.
Yeah, it's just nice. I get a little hot, but I'm like, no,
yeah,
this
you
is
know, the
good.
The feminine balance formula, it was intently designed to not interfere with your body's normal hormones, but
yeah,
to you know, act as a supplement to kind of help offset some of that. So you talk about some yeah of the herbs like clary sage. I mean, yeah, it isn't actually estrogenic, but it does mimic estrogen if there's a deficiency in the yeah body. And so
on that note, I know people will ask, okay, how does this help me and how does it bring balance, et cetera? And for that, I've been waiting for the right time to ask you this. And I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, but going back to the endocannabinoid system,
mm-hmm,
we have in our bodies receptors and inhibitors, and those are kind of like little gates that can you explain?
Well, sort of the receptors are certainly gates. You know, mm-hmm, they're designed to accept a certain shape of molecule.
That's what the shape of the molecule is. What
it's,
I want to talk about.
It's a key in a hole, essentially.
Right. So my understanding is that, let's take alcohol, for example. When you mm-hmm put that into the body, your receptors that are receiving alcohol are shaped, they're not shaped like this, but for the sake of explanation, let's say they're shaped like a square, okay? When alcohol comes in, alcohol is shaped like, let's say, a triangle, and it doesn't actually fit the body, which is what causes the drunk state of being out of control and not in your right mind because they're coming in as a foreign looking object to your body, whereas CBD is bioidentical. You have a square receptor, it's shaped like a square as well. I'm using the wrong shape, but am I close?
Alcohol's a lot more complex than that, but yeah, you're more or less dead on.
Am I explaining the idea right?
You are. And the fascinating thing about CBD is it doesn't only bind with those receptors, whereas, you know, THC, and when THC is present in higher levels, it can actually flood the system. CBD in high doses can flood that ECS system. And what happens is you actually do get more of a relaxing effect, and you sort of, you know, feel relaxed. It doesn't get you high.
No, but studies show that it does boost serotonin, which is our happy feeling.
It does,
right?
It does. But, you know, speaking of the lock and key analogy and shapes, CBD, what it does with these receptors, particularly CB2 and your inhibitor, which is FAAH, an enzyme that's present, it does bind with both of those. And so first, it'll bind with the FAAH, which actually opens up channels for anandamide. We talked about on the last episode.
Yes.
Anandamide is an endocannabinoid that controls interleukin expression. Interleukins are glycoproteins that are present with pretty much any form of inflammation or autoimmune disorder, anything that you associate with chronic pain. You're dealing with these glycoproteins acting as neurotransmitters and essentially telling the immune system to stay back. We don't want that. We want the body to heal.
Right.
And that's also one of the reasons why research is showing that CBD is so important with cancer treatments. You talk about being able to inhibit tumor growth. it's directly related to CBD being able to bind and open up those pathways so the immune system can do what it was designed to do.
Wow.
And recognize those bad cells. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I believe prayer, you know, God is like the chariot that I'm trusting in for my son completely. And I give him, you know, all the glory. But I believe that there's faith and then there's works. They go in harmony, right? They're twins. Yeah. And so I feel like God wants us to do natural works for our faith. We don't want to just be hearers. We want to be doers, right? So I'm like, yeah, let's in every way possible, right, we're going to choose life for Arden in every bit of food he eats, in the herbs, whatever we can come and find. So when we heard about the CBD, he took it the whole time towards the end.
Yeah.
Not the whole time, but towards the end when he was starting to get the clear scans. And that's what he takes now to keep it away. Prayer's keeping it away, but what do we do in our works here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our duty just to choose life every day in the practical?
Especially if, CBD. If he left a solution laying all over the earth.
Yes.
Why would we sweep that away and seek elsewhere?
Yeah, well, it's not as profitable.
All right, Can we talk about then this formula for people that live in different states? You know, is it legal for them? They'll be buying it off our website. How is that legal? What we're calling it, the reason why we're not even calling it CBD on the bottle, even though it is, we're going to be calling it
hemp extract.
And the reason we're doing this, and can you just talk about all this, Josh, because you have been in the ins and outs of the legalities of this for years.
Sure. So in 2014, the Farm Bill was passed federally. And what it did is effectively legalize industrial hemp and industrial hemp derived products, as long as they're created under that program. The Industrial Hemp Research Pilot Program is a program that the USDA oversees. Each state has the ability to set up their own program and allow people to grow and conduct research. Part of the research that's listed in that legislation is market research. That allows us to sell. We also have the Appropriations Act that Congress enacted that specifically says in our federal budget that no one is allowed to use federal funds to interfere with the industrial hemp program, nor are they allowed to use federal funds to interfere with interstate transport. So we have these layers of protection that make the products, you know, de facto legal. Mm. Where the gray area comes in is in individual states where laws have been passed to legalize CBD from a variety of sources, including from marijuana, which was a problem. You know, for years, you couldn't actually get CBD from industrial hemp because nobody was growing high CBD industrial hemp. In 2014, that changed. So the industry has changed. We grow the plants organically. We grow using the same methods that you would any organic herb and marijuana for that matter. So it is in fact the same compound derived from the same species of plant, just under different legal terms. All of the plants that we grow and derive our CBD and other cannabinoids from contain less than 0.3% THC.
So that makes it completely
legal. That's what
makes
it legal. Yeah. That and the fact that we actually report everything to the Department of Agriculture.
Yes.
Legal to ship to any state, right?
Legal to any state.
Yeah.
So the gray area comes in the states that don't participate in the industrial hemp program. And so law enforcement, and we get the occasional rogue DA that decides that these products are illegal because there's a law that says they're only legal under a certain set of conditions, which is completely false. Mm. The 2014 Farm Bill absolutely supersedes the Controlled Substances Act. So we are good. Anyone that wants to try these products, it's okay for them to have them.
Yeah.
And really, the stigma is going away quickly.
Yeah, it is.
And we're only a matter of months away from the 2018 Farm Bill completely commoditizing this, which means that at the federal level, it will be mandated that unless a state has valid reason to restrict it, anybody can grow it, the same as corn or soy or tomatoes.
Could grow CBD.
Could grow industrial hemp.
CBD strain.
Industrial
hemp. Right. Now, the problem lies in local law enforcement's ability to discern between the legal and the illegal products.
Is that because it looks the same when you grow it?
It's because it looks the same. And some states like Tennessee don't even have the ability to test for the level of THC.
Yeah. But this is the reason why we're not calling it CBD oil on our actual bottle.
Right.
We're calling it full spectrum hemp.
And you can buy CBD oil out there. So it's not like we're trying to do this because we're
going on the
black market.
But we want to make sure someone who lives in Alabama
can
order ours. But I don't want people to think, oh, I'm buying this mystery product and we've got the mystery name. No, it is so legal, like for all the reasons you said.
But more than anything, it's not even about state by state legality. Yeah. It actually has to do with policies of companies like Visa and MasterCard and you know the ability to sell products where they take literally the CSA word for word and say if you do any of these things then they don't look at the different legal classes.
Yeah. Now what is it about? I know that a lot of people worry that a bunch of CBD oil is not really tested and it's all the Wild West and
that is such a big problem right now. And we're actively working state by state.
And you are actually lobbying for there to be strict guidelines because you can't trust a lot of companies,
No,
right?
You can't. I've gotten hundreds of samples over the last year or so from small manufacturers and we do test everything. I would say 95% don't have the amount of CBD that they claim.
Really?
It's always over or under. Now let me back up and kind of lay some groundwork here. Even the FDA allows a 10% tolerance.
Right.
So if you buy a 1,000 milligram aspirin, you could have 900 milligrams in it, or you could have 1,100 milligrams in it. And either way, anything in that range would be legal. So, you know, that said, we are a little bit more strict. We hold everything to a 3% variance.
Yes.
And depending on the team of people working formulating, 9 times out of 10, it's actually a 1% variance, and we'll correct if we're outside of a 1% variance.
But do you think that some companies, I'm not trying to put down other companies because a lot of them are great, like, you know what, they're one of the originals of Charlotte's Web and stuff. But do you feel like some of them are saying certain things and they're not having that in their product so they can make a buck?
Yeah, in some regard, that's the case. But I think it's also a supply and demand issue.
Okay.
I think a lot of companies, and I'm an optimist. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of companies that are trying to do this in a legitimate way are actually intending to put a certain amount of CBD in their product.
Mm-hmm.
They find that the supplies just don't exist. And so, which is why we've opened more and more farms and we're building processing plants.
We're going to grow it ourselves.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do everything end to end so we don't run up against those supply chain issues.
Yes.
And it's so important for us to be able to maintain the quality of our products and to be able to control that process.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of companies, they get into a situation where they don't know what they're buying or they're small enough that they can't justify the $200 or $300 per test on everything that they bring in.
Right.
And things fall through the cracks. And so I am actively looking for legislation in every state to require the simple things like CGMP and third-party batch testing, having a third-party lab test everything before it's put into a bottle and sold.
But ours will, correct?
We absolutely follow those
There you
standards.
Go.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
We wanted Annabelle to be here today. I mean, she's been involved with your and your team. Do you feel like she would mind if we shared her story the way she told it to us?
No, I don't think she would mind at all.
We wanted her to be here today, but she's been actually flying around the world speaking on all things cannabinoid.
She's kind of centering in Israel. That is a country that has had it legalized already, correct?
Oh, yeah, for medical. And the company that she heads up as the CSO is they're one of the longest running companies in the medical marijuana space.
Because I read some testimonies about families having to go to Israel to have treatment for their seizures, for their children with seizures.
Well, feel free to butt in. We'll try and share her story the way she shared it to Serene and I, but she works with you and is a good friend of yours and is involved with your team. She does.
We actually manufacture a medical line for her.
And she is a doctor. She's a scientist. What's her degree? I don't know. She's like one of the most incredibly intelligent women you'll ever meet, and she's young and she's just a genius.
It's terrible that she's our CSO, and I couldn't tell you exactly.
Well, one night we all went out for dinner.
I want to say molecular biology.
Yes, I think it is. We all went up, and Serena and I found ourselves sitting next to Annabelle. She's beautiful.
Her baby was 2 days old or something like that.
Mm-hmm. 1 week old. She just had another baby. But anyway, we talked. We said, "Well, how did you get involved in this? In this whole cannabinoid thing. Am I saying it right yet?" And
you're getting closer.
Yeah. So she shared with us the story of her 2-year-old, and this was just my jaw just hit the floor.
Yeah, she was talking about how she had the baby in the hospital, and very soon after, oh look, Annabelle, if I mess this up, please forgive me, but I think it started having about 200 mm-hmm. seizures a day, maybe, was it? Or
yeah, it was I believe within a matter of days bringing him home.
Yeah, just go right back to the hospital. Crazy amount of seizures. So they went right back to the hospital, and they were giving him medicine and medication, and they said, "We need to remove half of his brain." No. Was it? And have a certain hemispherectomy or whatever it's called.
So her little boy's name is Macario.
He's
an incredible little kid.
But don't get to the ending yet, Josh.
Anyway, so what happened was she was at that point thinking, I'm just going to be the mother and let them be the doctors. And I'm just going to, before this surgery idea, she's like, I'm just going to let them take care of my child. So they were giving him medicines and everything. She's like, I'm just going to be the mum. I'm just going to dote on this baby and give all the nurture. Well, when they said we need to cut out most of its brain, she's like, there is nobody here to support me. These doctors are all wanting to cut into my child. I have to step my game up and research.
She started researching, but they did have to take a lot of his brain.
They took 38% of his brain.
But during that, during the research, she started coming up with what she wanted to do with her child. It just wasn't ready in time because she's a scientist, and she didn't have it ready in time before the surgery. But they did, like they said, 30-something% of the brain.
38% of the brain was removed. So that's more than a third of his brain. So she took her baby home.
A vegetable, and they said that this is what he would be, a vegetable, and certain medicines they had to put through an NG tube.
There was no response. There was no eye response, no limb response. Moving. He just lay there basically, and they kept him alive through a tube.
So
the hope was that he would be 20-30% of a normal child.
Yeah, the hope. But there was no hope because he didn't respond.
So she'd pick up the prescriptions for the medicine every day, and she shelved them so she could say, I'm picking them up. You know, and she.
No, Serene, you got to say that at first she gave them to him, but there was no response.
Yeah, so, that's what already was happening at the hospital. Yeah. Okay. Good on you, mate. And then she decided to put her formula in his feeding tube, and she had exacted it so it would be just as the same strength.
And it was a CBD THC formula.
And it wasn't like she was just some hokey person just messing around. She knew her stuff. So this was a scientist formulating this. So.
Yeah. After starting to see success with Macario, that's around the time that I met Annabelle, and she came to me and had been kind of doing her own her own behind the scenes research, and said, "Hey, I've got an idea on how we can make a CBD oil that's going to be a little bit more effective."
So let me just tell you, I want to interrupt because the story is he's at the vegetable and they're putting in the CBD, her CBD.
I don't know if that's the right word you're supposed to use these days. It's not a very politically correct word,
I'm so sorry. I'm not very politically correct. There's
no response.
There's no offense there at all.
Forgive
me, everybody.
She was giving her baby this formula, the CBD formula, through the tube. And then after a couple of weeks...
But it was very, very large amounts.
Yeah. After a couple of weeks, she saw one of the eyes start to track and look at her, right? And she was like, oh my goodness. So she just kept going. Pretty soon the limbs started to respond.
We saw pictures of little baby, like newborn baby with stitches all the way down its shaved little newborn head.
Yeah. Oh, but let me tell you the rest. Everything started to come online. He started to crawl. He started to do all the normal things a child does.
On time, though.
On time. He is 2 years old now. She showed us a picture of him. He is running around, more than a third of his brain gone. He's smart. He's fast.
No, he's smarter than most
gorgeous.
Children.
He's gorgeous. You should see his hair. She married a Jamaican, right?
And so she said the only thing wrong with him was he can be a little bit too sassy.
Oh, that kid has an attitude. He is
but
awesome.
It's just
well, I'll take an
miracle.
Attitude though, right?
He's vibrant. He's full of life. And the last time I saw him, he, you know, ran out the door to give me a hug and we had a little karate match and he's, I mean, the kid is.
Does she attribute that to the CBD concoction?
Well, 100%. Yeah, there was no other thing, Danny.
He was through that.
There was no hope.
Because it was done. Like there was not it's not that, and there was this special.
She stopped taking the medicine because the medicine wasn't helping. So there was a baby with no tracking who now was not taking medicine. And
basically, he was just kept alive by a feeding tube until this vibrant little boy running around, you know, despite the brain being removed. I mean,
you know, a long time ago, like we said in the part one of this episode, you know, our country sold Wonder Tonics and they claimed that it fixed everything.
Right.
And interestingly enough, when you do your homework, you'll find the main ingredient in those Wonder Tonics.
Oh, really? Right. Was it hemp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just cannabis derivatives. And that is very interesting. I get accused all the time of selling snake oil.
Yeah.
And right. I used to feel like I actually was, because people would come to me and say, like, you know, I can't sleep. Here, CBD. Right. My knees hurt. Here, CBD. I have arthritis. CBD. Cancer. CBD. But, you know, what I've come to find through research and working with all of these organizations and universities is that there actually is this endocannabinoid system, and there actually is some merit to introducing cannabinoids to help the body be allowed.
But it's the largest system to allow in the body, repair. Extracellular system, so it makes sense.
Well, then I'm the biology major that was never exposed to that. And even today, less than 10% of med schools teach about the endocannabinoid system.
Wow. I never learned about this system in high school, I tell you what. No. And I don't believe it's in my
And can I just say this is interesting? We were having this kind of little argument, happy, fun argument when we first met you about the chicken or the egg. Basically, cannabis, did they name the cannabis sativa because it had so many cannabinoid, like the root word there? Or did the cannabinoid system, when it was found, saw what was in the connected with the cannabis? It's very interesting, right?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I've had that debate before.
But same root word is in the genus of herb cannabis sativa, as in the cannabinoid system, endocannabinoid system.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's you know, very, very broad class of compounds, and I mean, it's found in everything from your hops and your beer to breast milk. Cannabinoids in general, breast milk to black pepper.
Aren't they already in your brain as well?
Yeah. Your body actually manufactures them.
Right.
So it's the fascinating thing is with regard to cannabis, the sheer amount. You know, we have over 80 cannabinoids in the cannabis plant that are present in levels that are high enough to actually extract them and actually do things with them.
Thank you, God.
And I know, right?
And that's why we wanted to do a full spectrum one too.
You know, it's one of the only plants, I don't know if you know this, it's one of the only species of plants that actually natively grows on every corner of the planet.
That is so interesting.
As if it's meant for all mankind.
Hey, go local,
exactly.
People.
Well, and you know, we were talking about how can it be for everything? Like, it sounds like snake oil. Well, if you're looking at it like a pharmaceutical drug, then it sounds unbelievable, but it's not a pharmaceutical drug.
Correct.
It should be more looked at like a vitamin or something natural in the earth. And so again,
if they took away everyone's vitamin C?
Right, exactly. All of a sudden you'd have all these health problems, and then someone would say, wait a minute, vitamin C addresses all that. And you'd be like, snake oil. No, you're just so deprived of vitamin C, which your body was made to have.
Yeah.
And if you find this on every corner of every continent, and you have a major, like the biggest system in your body called the endocannabinoid system.
He's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes perfect sense why it does heal. It seems to address everything. Not perfectly, does it?
No, obviously. Exactly. And it's not like, as you said, it's not like swigging an ibuprofen. It doesn't just take your pain
it. But yeah. I want to apologize. I interrupted CBD Cuz Josh to just finish the remarkable story of Macario. But he was going on to something very important, the connection now with Annabelle, the mother.
Okay.
Now, they have partnered mm-hmm. and carried mm-hmm. on with that, because that was good.
Yeah. So, well, when we met, it was, you know, two peas in a pod. She's one of my best friends in the world now. I feel like I've known her for decades, and I don't think anything will ever come between us. She's not only joined our company, but she's gone on to also take a CSO position with Tikkun Olam out of Israel. We're actively working on trials together and working on new product development.
And that's what you guys do. When we partnered with you guys, you know, to formulate this, but I love what you're doing. This is way bigger than what we are doing. You are doing amazing trials. And we did our mm-hmm. own little trial for this formula, but you are, you know, with scientists, with doctors.
Yeah, and actually we're trying to change that game too.
Yeah.
You know, it's if you think about how clinical trials are actually run, they're run through doctors. There's always a component of human error, mm. or let's call it human incentive or manipulation.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Because what happens is doctors are only paid for collecting certain pieces of data. And so right. the questions around quality of life are crafted to give the right answers. Everything about the way that trials are done these days is skewed towards the pharmaceutical manufacturer and getting the results that they want.
Towards the person funding the trial.
Exactly.
You don't want to make your client angry, or you will not have a client, right?
Exactly. And so we are on a very large scale. I mean, we're actively conducting trials at a couple of universities, UCLA, and we're getting ready to kick off product lines with Princeton. Mm-hmm. There are some very deep ties with institutional education, but it's not in the way of your traditional clinical trials looking for FDA approvals. We think that data is inherently valuable, but it's more important to hear it, you know, strictly from the patient's mouth.
Yeah.
And so we are developing ways to be able to get products out for free or cheap to people in exchange for just participating and giving us this mm-hmm. broad data set.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have a partnership yeah. with IBM and their artificial intelligence engine. I can't go too much into that, but it's fascinating what we can actually do by compiling this data and using these supercomputers and AI to essentially make product recommendations for people, or to custom craft kind of a starting regimen. Mm-hmm. And it's stacking up to, you know, really be a game changer. And I do think that we can change the way things work explicitly in this country, but we're not inside of the box thinkers.
No.
And I love this. And I, every time I talk to Josh, I just get so many times more in my brain just satisfied that this is the company that we're working with. You guys, as you listen to this and as you may get interested and as you may decide to use CBD oil in your life, you know that if you're ordering it through us, that you're not getting some grower at the corner of Panama who's like, you know, smoking it on the side and this and that, and it's some hippie joint and it's like, you know, bottled in the thatch roof with, you know, in a teepee or whatever. Or this,
you just described my childhood.
What I'm trying to say is CBD cuz Josh,
yeah,
is so much more academic than that name, that fun name, you know. Right. It's just he's hitting every single, he's dotting every I, he's crossing every T.
I'm glad you got, I always get that twisted.
Yes. I'm like, I had to think. That's why I paused.
You crossed every I and dotted yes. every T.
I had to
and
pause just, before I said yeah.
Hey, I want to talk. I know that so many of you are thinking right now, but how much is it? How much is it? How much is it? We really tried to price. It's around $39, and that can get you 1 or 2 months.
We had a few arguments.
Did you?
We
say
had major
with our
arguments.
Bless their beautiful.
Bless their beautiful socks.
And
they wanted
record,
it to be $70.
And for the record,
not because
I
mean.
I disagree with your price, and I agree with your husband's.
I know, and John here, John sitting here thinks we're ridiculous for this price, but...
No, I'm not trying to be a salesman, but that's ludicrous.
Well, we just
decided
to... No,
this stuff is really expensive.
Here's the thing, at least coming from LabCanna's yeah. perspective, we created the company to help people, and yeah. the goal all along, we don't have financial goals for the year. We have number of people helped.
I love this. See?
It's...
They can't, it can't help that. Them if they can't afford it.
Exactly.
And we're never going to forget what we call our regular Walmart mamas, because that's what we are. Like, we shop at Walmart. And
even
so
now,
the price
I mean, we're Serene, our financial world has been turned. God has blessed us, right? But we used to be poor, okay?
Very no, poor. Walmart was Target for us.
We're like, $39 a month would have been such a stretch, but we could have done it sometimes. Just because it would have been worth it to get all these benefits.
Yes,
but there's
yes.
no way we could have done $70,
never,
$60.
Never, never, never.
No
and
way.
Even now, I don't think I'd want to put $70 out. maybe we do, you know, for certain diseases.
I mean, it might go without saying, but I mean, when you wake up and you feel better and you slept better, you're more productive. It can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
But we are going to come out right with Josh CBD has a line that's for fighting disease too, right? Yeah. Not just balance. Well,
you know, as you start to get it in your body, it's balance. And you start finding disease. This is going to be 300 milligrams of full spectrum CBD, which is a good dose, right?
Right. So actually it's formulated to have 300 milligrams of CBD.
Yes.
And so, you know, if we look at the actual amount of constituents, the cannabinoids, it's significantly higher, but we don't want to sell it as much higher potency. It really does contain 300 milligrams, and you can count on every bottle actually having 300 milligrams of CBD.
But say somebody has a child that's fighting cancer or leukemia, or say they need a higher dose because it's being their medicine. It's not just being their balance. It's being their medicine.
Yeah, I think that we're going to do that at some stage. You can go directly. If you know someone that's fighting cancer, you can go directly to what would it be?
LabCanna.com.
LabCanna.com.
Because they have
and it's going to cost you
for them.
A lot more just because CBD costs a lot. But, you know, but we don't have that yet. And maybe, but I would think that you would want more. If you are fighting aggressive cancer, right?
Yeah, that's very true. And so we go all the way up to 3,000, even with one product that's in the pharmacy and physician channels. That's 4,500 milligrams. So it does go up in potency, and sometimes that's necessary. Yeah. Now, with regard to the price, one thing that we do to offset that is you know, rather than being a pharmaceutical company and saying we'll give you a coupon for 3 months, get you hooked, we do give away a great deal of product.
I know. And I know you do.
He does.
So we were living on your free product
but
for a while.
You can also feel safe for that. When he says numbers like 4,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are taking that to fight disease. These are sick people taking that to fight disease. Yeah. And that 4,500 isn't harming them. So when you're having 300 milligrams, don't be afraid.
Yeah, and I also think of it as preventative too.
Right.
That's precisely why we have the 300 milligram formulas it's designed to be a preventative. It's designed to bring balance to the body.
Yeah.
So you don't develop a plethora of conditions.
Yeah. And over time too.
And over time it does help heal.
Some people aren't going to experience anything overnight. And some people are, like I slept overnight, but for some people it takes them a lot longer than that. And these things take time for the body to heal itself. And
especially because we put it at such a lovely, level, which is not aggressive.
No.
It's just very balancing.
Yeah.
It's the balance, not the aggression. So with people with major diseases, I think they need the aggressive bullet, which would be at LabCanna.
The hemp extract is not the only good thing about the formula.
No, the woman's formula.
I'm excited. I mean, we're dealing with lemongrass, we're dealing with passion flower and clary sage. And so
I took clary sage straight after the baby. I've never had problem with postpartum depression ever, but I just heard it balances the hormones and I thought, hey,
it does. It
prevention,
actually,
I'll just do this time. And I've never had depression, but I get weepy. Like I describe everything, cry of a joy, like look at my baby's face and just start bawling my eyes. Oh, how beautiful, but just overly weepy. But I just felt a lot more balanced with the clary sage in my life.
And especially PMS.
Can I just say one
huge
thing?
This is huge for PMS people, because when you get PMS, your estrogen's dropping and your serotonin bottoms out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the CBD and the whole plethora of the whole hemp extract.
Yeah, well, actually the clary sage has a great effect too.
Same thing.
Acting as a mood booster. So does the passion flower. It's a light relaxant.
Yes.
The passion flower along with the CBD, when you talk about menstrual cycles, just cramping and the typical pains and ups and downs and everything else.
But your myriad.
They really are positively affected.
Oh, yeah.
So, just talking about balance of emotions, not necessarily like PMS or anything, but just my husband is gone. He's been in China and now he's in South Kuwait. And I'm just, you know, been a single mom. And usually I'd feel a lot more overwhelmed, but I'm like, super running the ship, like sound of music with a whistle.
And your water broke again.
Oh, no, our water froze. There was oil in the line. My son threw a javelin at the back of my car and the whole like back window, you know, just broke out of my car. And then it's like raining ice rain. And then all of the stuff's happening and I'm just so calm.
Yeah.
It's just so great, but not in a weird way.
It's a lot of what happened, you know, to the ladies in our study. They're just like the calm, the good mood.
Let's not pretend like it's going to make you apathetic. You still care, but you can cope with it.
I care deep.
And we are coming out. I know that our feminine balance formula, it does get a sense of calm, but we are going to come out with another formula. And that would be...
For me?
For you. ADD, anxiety, children with aggression, rage issues,
now, that one has been
things.
A godsend in my house with kids. So,
I've been holding some boys down in my house.
And on anyone on any children that are on the spectrum have brilliant results with CBD.
Mm-hmm.
But we will do the same thing and infuse. And I really want to talk about that. You know,
can I just clear up really quickly when I said javelin in the back of my car, just because we're talking about children's rage? It wasn't a rage. They were cleaning up our yard. They missed.
Yeah.
They missed the trailer.
But we would. Well, you just threw me off my train.
Well, hey, I was just clearing that up. We're talking about children's rage and I was talking about my children and
javelin. What was I talking about? Oh, I was going to go back to the whole essential oils thing. That's all great. But, you know, you can shove a lot of essential oils in your body and you're getting very high strength after a while, okay? So Serene and I do essential oils, but we try not to overdo them. We're just that little bit here and there. You know, I think there's that, you got to take pause. But when a whole herb is infused into the formula, there is not that same sense of concern.
No, it's just
and that's why we wanted to do this, because we want you to be able to take this whenever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make this, take it once a day, or you can take it 3 or 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. It's as needed, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like I said before, it's not an aggressive potency.
No. It is. And we always tell people take it twice a day because it does have a 9-hour half-life. Mm-hmm. And so if you really want to maintain that balance, twice a day is a good starting point.
And we didn't say when we're coming out with this, am I allowed to give a date for this, John? No, don't do it.
You're just going to take your head off with giving a date.
Hey, it's very soon.
Very soon.
Pre-Christmas.
And even then, you're setting yourself up, but we're going to try.
If that's not in somebody's fuzzy red velvet stocking,
I'll take the hit here and say it'll absolutely be able to ship before Christmas.
Yeah, we are doing this so you can put it in Christmas stockings or your own Christmas stockings so you can wake up on Christmas morning a nice mama.
Guys, it has been, as promised, another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. And what'd you call him? CBD Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh Camp, founder and CEO of Lab Canna Biosciences. We are so grateful to have you for this 2-part series. And really,
what a wealth of information he brings to
great
us.
Great job.
You know?
Thank you. Anytime. I'm excited about what we're going to do for mamas.
Yeah. We're going to do awesome stuff. So, hey, mamas and men, tune in again next week. And we can't wait to talk with you then. Trim Healthy Mama.